Deal with the adversities. Excerpted by Franklin in Virginia, USA. Adversity is the pepper of life. However, it makes people feel very uneasy and suffering sometimes. Here shares some tips. Hopefully one or two of them help you to pass over the hard time. 1. Be an observer of what's happening, not a doer. Put the worst result in front of you, which is to leave this body forever and enter into the eternity, which is the Lord's will. See how bad this will harm you. 3. Today will be finally the past. Tomorrow will be a fine day. It always happens in my life. 4. Read the physics behind this arrangement, behind this test. Read what he expects your deed from this event. Thanksgiving to this opportunity, you won't have it when in heaven. 5. Remember the good things in your life. This will give you a better feeling. You have a car to drive, a comfortable house to live in. You have belief in God, thanksgiving and cherish how lucky you are compared to others. This will help you lessen your burden in your mind. Always positive, positive attract positive. 6. When Lord close the door, somewhere he's open the window. 7. Never overreacting into new karma. Rather harm yourself than involve others. Always pray for inner master to pass this hard time successfully. Philadelphia, February 22, 1756. Dear child, I condole with you. We have lost a most dear and valuable relation. But it is the will of God and nature that these mortal bodies be laid aside. When the soul is to enter into real life, it is rather an embryo state, a preparation for living. A man is not completely born until he be dead. Why then should we grieve that a new child is born among the immortals? We are spirits. That bodies should be lent us, while they can afford us pleasure, assist us in acquiring knowledge, or doing good to our fellow creatures. It is a kind and benevolent act of God when they become unfit for these purposes and afford us pain instead of pleasure or instead of an aid. Death is that way. He who plucks out a tooth, the pain goes with it, be it liable to making him suffer. Our friend and we are invited abroad on a party of pleasure, that is to last forever. His chair was first ready and he is gone before us, and why should you and I be grieved at this, since we will soon to follow and join her again. Adieu. Benjamin Franklin. My statement as a graduate student advisor. My goal as a graduate student advisor is to guide the students to fulfill a good project, and, very important, to help the students to build enough capability to find and to fulfill their future job as. This capability includes not only their academic faculty but also good personal quality for career success. As for myself, the detailed resume is at http://km2000.us Franklin Duin. In short, I graduated from Tsinghua University in 1985 and 1987 respectively for B.E., an M.E., and a Ph.D. in George Mason University in Virginia, USA in 1998. I worked in semiconductor and IC industries in Silicon Valley, California for over 10 years. In 2013, I joined Shanghai Jiaotong University. My expectation to the student. Get graduated, wish plus effort. Find a job to know the way. Inner power, IQ plus EQ. In fact, I wish the third item shall be moved to the top in the order of importance. My observation told me that once you have the third quality ready, the other two in your successful life are automatically there. The quality, not only reside on the well-known academic faculty but also the essential EQ. 1. The responsibility is equal to the ability to response. 2. Always a method, not an excuse. 3 days to see the first day. If, by some miracle, I were granted 3 seeing days, to be followed by a relapse into darkness, I should divide the period into 3 parts. On the first day, I should want to see the people whose kindness and gentleness and companionship have made my life worth living. First, I should like to gaze long upon the face of my dear teacher, Mistress Anne Sullivan Macy, who came to me when I was a child and opened the outer world to me. I should want not merely to see the outline of her face, so that I could cherish it in my memory, but to study that face and find in it the living evidence of the sympathetic tenderness and patience with which she accomplished the difficult task of my education. I should like to see in her eyes that strength of character which has enabled her to stand firm in the face of difficulties, and that compassion for all humanity which she has revealed to me so often.